Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to keep the conversation light. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, think about how many dark conversations there are. It's like every thing that are coming, people trying to, one way to elevate yourself is to be able to begin to speak negatively.
Right.
You know, and, you know, a politician or somebody begins to run for office and they start talking about how bad the economy is or how bad this is. And it's just kind of the political season where all these ads come on television and it can make you think, my goodness, it's, you know, but in regards to no matter what happens in politics, no matter what happens in the kingdoms of this world, the kingdom of God, you know, is totally different. You know what I'm saying? We can exist in no matter what the environment is. Right. And we will, you know, the kingdom will exist. And Jesus said this. Jesus said that when he was being tempted by Satan in the wilderness, he said that when Satan talked to him, he said, what did he say to him? He said
something.
Yeah, there you go. He said, The kingdoms of this world, if you bow down to me, I'll give them to you.
Right.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And Jesus didn't call him a liar. Because he knew that when man fell, man gave the authority over to the adversary here on earth. When one man fell, everybody fell. And so in that, when somebody's trying to define the kingdom of God by the kingdoms of this world, you're totally missing the whole paradigm. The kingdom of God is greater than the kingdoms of this world. You know, even it's greater than America, believe it or not. It's greater than America. I know it's kind of hard for 5% of the world's population to be able to know that. But what I believe and what I've seen and what we've talked about, how America got here and how we stay here, is America came about because the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God came first in regards to the United States of America and the founding, supposedly, of America was when people found God and they wanted to have a relationship with God. They wanted to worship God. And in that, down the road came this country, one nation under God. And so when we say, hey, you got to separate the kingdom of God from the kingdom of America or the kingdom of Mexico or whatever nation, that's not a negative thing. Because if the kingdom of God thrives in a nation, the nation will be blessed. I mean, if you bless Israel, you're going to be blessed. If you bless God's folks, you're going to be blessed. But when evil folks rule, it's just people grind their teeth and just, you know, it's dread for them. So I want to talk about during today's program about kind of like untwining the kingdoms of this world from the kingdom of God. Because to begin to talk about conversations outside of that is so many Christians today begin to see it based on the kingdom that they're in. You know what I'm saying? They start, well, how does that fit with the political party system? And how does that fit in the Constitution and all these different things? And it's like, it don't have to fit. You know, it doesn't have to fit. If somebody changes an article or an amendment in the Constitution, it doesn't change Jesus, man. You know, it doesn't change the Word of God. And we would want, by the way, things to stay the way they are in the Constitution. That's, you know, that's what this country was established on. In the context of that, though, it will only stand if the church will stand, if we'll understand we need to preach the kingdom of God, not the kingdom. We're not called as Americans to preach the kingdom of, as Christians, to preach the kingdom of America. We're not called to preach the kingdom of Mexico. We're not called to preach the kingdom of Spain. We're called to preach the kingdom of God.
Right.
And this will free you up because when you start talking, we've talked about a lot of things, you know, on VFN TV, the daily radio program. But if you're hearing them from a perspective of the kingdoms of this world, you know, as an American Christian instead of a Christian American, you know, it may be kind of hard for you to see how that's going to work. But outside of whatever was going on, I mean, think about this, you know, and we'll just kind of stay on this, you know, but I will also be talking about today, hopefully, about what's taking place in Israel with the Jerusalem Post says that the president is meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, on Monday. Trying to put himself out there to say, listen, because he hasn't been involved and he wants to be involved and show himself involved in this framework of this John Kerry peace treaty that they've been going on. Kind of makes you want to say, the president wasn't involved and now he is involved. Who was involved in this? What was going on? He's the one we elected. You know, we want him there to be able to what. So in the context of that, when you just think about it, a kingdom, when you think about the kingdom, this is what Jesus says. When somebody tells you, go out there because the kingdom's out there, or go over this way because the kingdom's there, or the Lord's out here, or the Lord's out there, he said, listen, don't do that. Don't listen to him, because the kingdom of God is inside of you. When you're a believer, when you accept Jesus Christ, the King himself, his spirit comes to dwell inside of you. Mm-hmm. So wherever you are, that's where the kingdom is, the kingdom of God. So when he says, go spread the kingdom of God, go preach the kingdom of God, it's like we're kingdom containers, and we'll go somewhere and we'll preach the kingdom of God. And he says, when you see them, preach the kingdom of God is near. And the reason why the kingdom of God is near, it's in you. That's why it's near. It's not near because there's a cloud hanging over their head or there's some angel appearing to their left arm somewhere. It's because you showed up. Mm-hmm. You're a kingdom container. Christ is in you. And so when you're saying to them, the kingdom of God is near you, and you begin to share with them the testimonies of God and the salvation of the Lord, I mean, there's a chance that they too may make Jesus Christ the Lord of their life. The kingdom of God then would come inside of their hearts, and now they're a kingdom container. I mean, that's how the kingdom of God spreads. The kingdom of God does not spread, you know, by taking over political systems. It doesn't spread by having your own country. You know, I think about Dowie and how he wanted to have Zion City, you know, north of, I guess, Detroit or Illinois or whatever. And he just saw, you know, we didn't have our own city. And they literally developed their own city. And he's one of God's generals that Robert Slurden writes about and others write about. Mm-hmm. A powerful man of God. And he kind of thought, well, we just need to establish our own. And it was allowed, by the way, at that time in America. And the reason why it was allowed was because the Constitution says, you know, you can do that. There's freedom of religion. You can ever how you want to express yourself, as long as you're not violating someone else's constitutional right. So he built a whole city. Think about that. Wow. So can you imagine people freaking out today, going like, "Yeah, we're going to establish a city." You know, there's Pat Hamilton Boulevard, Pat Hamilton Circle, Pat Hamilton Drive. You know, and Second Street.
Right.
No, but really, I mean, and so when you think about this, that So the kingdom of God, and what is the kingdom of God? He says to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these different things that we need will be added to us. Mm-hmm. The people that don't seek the kingdom of God, but seek all these things, clothes, housing, shelter, stuff, jobs, without seeking the kingdom of God, he says, pagans, people that don't know God does this. That's not different. What's different for believers is we seek the kingdom of God. And there'll be a day that the new Jerusalem and the new earth and all will come, and the old will go away and the new will come. But up until that point, the kingdom of God dwells in the hearts of men. Mm-hmm. And so the way you change government, for example, is you change the government inside that man or woman's heart by preaching to them Jesus Christ. You don't go there and strong arm somebody in the name of Jesus and enforce something over on them who don't even know Jesus, because they're just going to make a political pandering if they do. You just go tell them about Jesus. And once Jesus is inside of their heart, dwells inside of their heart, and the kingdom of God is inside of them, and if they search out and seek the kingdom of God, then all of a sudden, the way they're going to lead the land, the way they're going to lead your school board, the way they're going to lead your school systems, your counties, your cities, your sheriff's departments, your police departments, and all that stuff, they're going to lead it in a way that God would lead it, because they're going to be convicted or, you know, be unctioned along. They're going to spend time in the Word of God, and God's going to, and it's just amazing. And so when you're seeing all these things take place today, what you're all the only thing you're seeing shaken right now in America is the kingdom of America.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you're seeing so many Christians screaming and hollering because they're so intertwined with the kingdoms of this world. Mm-hmm. Instead of the kingdom of God, because one particular Baptist leader, I can't tell, we had him on our program. I don't have it. John's not here to be able to say his name, but he's in the leadership. He said, for years we've been, you know, preaching America and giving away Jesus for free. And he said, this is good that we're being challenged like this, because we got to get back to preaching the kingdom of God. And it makes such good sense. And you're not worried. You're not concerned until you see the kingdom of God being affected in the context of that. And so the only thing that can be shaken will be shaken, you know, and it will be the kingdoms of this world. Jesus said, this is what Jesus said, when Satan offered him to be a leader of any kingdom or all the kingdoms of this world. Mm-hmm. Think about it. How many people say, you know, we just got to get, you know, and it's great when godly leaders get in place. It's wonderful. But that's still man. And we want that. We want godly leaders. But the fact is that, but the leader of the kingdom of God is Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And when we're right before God, he says, listen, I hold the king's heart in my hand. I direct him like a water course. I direct him like a water course. And when we get back from this break, we want to be able to talk about that, because what makes me think about it makes me think about Esther and the Jews and what was taking place, and how we need to respond to kingdom authority. The kingdom of God responds to the kingdoms of this world. But just thinking about the kingdom of God versus the kingdoms of this world, it'll free you up when you're thinking about, you know what? I'm not of this world. I am not of this world. I am, Pat, think about this. Think about this. We're part of the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And we just happen to be in America. And we want to be a good, loyal American citizen and live within the laws and all those different things. But mm-hmm. we'd still be in the kingdom of God if we were in China.
Yeah.
That's important to understand, because some people think their life is over. That's why there's hardly any missionaries leaving America, because they're thinking like, you know, it's not like God's saying, don't send missionaries, don't go into the field. He says, mm-hmm. get thee up and go into all the world. There's so many Christians define their walk in the kingdom of God based on the kingdom of America. And I was talking to this South African pastor just recently, and I truly believe it too, that America is a leading nation. It's a forerunning nation. It's a light. And I was talking to a particular lady that was talking about that God has, you know, predestined plans for America. But listen, he does for Israel too. Israel went through some serious times of trial and testing, and so it's everything subject to, will we follow God? You know, will we honor God in the context of that? And mm-hmm. one way to do it is to think about, don't worry, the kingdom of America will stand if we focus on the kingdom of God. Because mm-hmm. he says, seek first the kingdom of God. That's what he said, seek first. And so think about this. And we took the citizenship test for America, and it's like, man, are we even seeking the kingdom of America, right? I mean, how many things we didn't even know in the context of the citizenship test?
There's a lot of things.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the question is, you know, is that how we are in the things of God? Because he says, seek first the kingdom of God. And it makes me think about, you know, what do you do when a king is against you? What do you do when government is against you? And it makes me think about Esther. You know, Esther was a Jew, and there was all this whole spiritual plot, really, that manifested physically through Haman, you know, to be able to come against the Jews. And the JJ always applies, you know, what's going to happen to the church? What's going to happen to, you know, JJ, which is the Jews and Jesus and this whole thing? Even if it's ice cream, ask the question, what's going to happen to JJ? You know, what's going to happen to JJ? And the biggest way I've noticed is the way that things are being dealt with is the enemy wants to give you stuff. He wants to be able to do something for you to convince you that, hey, I'll give you all this great stuff, and you will, and we'll take care of you. And next thing you know, you're in a train going down to some camp somewhere with the chemical showers, right?
Yeah.
And so you have to pay attention, because, you know, the enemy will win you over by blessing or cursing. He'll win you over by giving you stuff or taking stuff from you, whatever gets the desired behavior from you. Mm-hmm. And people have to get the buy-in. People have to get the buy-in from it. And so, which is pretty cool, because then it's like, hey, let's just don't buy into the adversary's things, and let's just stick with the kingdom of God. So it makes me think about Esther. It makes me think about how Esther, you know, was at the right place at the right time, and her uncle came to her and said, listen, there's a huge plot coming against the Jews here. And the king had already issued an edict. He issued a law that said, okay, we are going to kill the Jews. We're going to deal with the Jews. We're going to exterminate all of God's folks here mm-hmm. because of lies. But, you know, somebody says, well, that's a lie. But they're still going to kill you. Does it matter whether it's a lie or not?
Yeah, right.
It's like, well, that's not true. But they're still going to kill you. They're still going to, you know, so it doesn't matter. I mean, the outcome matters. Mm-hmm. And so here, this king is already issued an order because of the lying things that have come to him about, you know, you got to do with the Jews because the Jews are going to whatever. And so he's issued a law and said, we're going to deal with them. We're going to kill them all. And so then, of all the particular things, or take away all their stuff from them and all those different things, What did they do? Did they go to the king and just say, you know, we need to give him what he wants for his political party? Did we go and wine and dine the king and do, you know, make, give? No. What they did was they did not seek the kingdoms of this world. They did not even seek the king. The very king, the very one who issued the order to bring destruction to God's folks. And so many people right now, instead of praying for our president and praying for our Congress and praying for our governors and praying for our leaders, I mean, come on. I mean, you could go there and lead and you're not. Mm-hmm. Pray for them and then seek God, because this is what happened. Because they sought the Lord, and this is what they did. They went and sought the Lord. They went and sought the Lord and humbled themselves and prayed, and they just sought the Lord. And so God said very specifically, it makes me think about one particular scripture in Proverbs when he says, well, first of all, it makes me think of Romans, mm-hmm. you know, Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 5. When Paul's writing under the unction of the Holy Spirit, he says, listen, all authority is established by God. I mean, all authority. Mm-hmm. This very king that issued this edict against God's folks, God was in control of this dude. He said, all authority is established by God, and those who rebel against it rebel against what God has established. He doesn't bear the sword for nothing. He's there to punish the wrongdoer. He's God's servant. And it's like, this guy's evil. He issued this order. Yeah, but somebody lied to him. Somebody had this whole plan. You know, Satan did his thing and convinced folks and took them captive to do his will. And next thing you know, people are plotting for position and trying to take down, and they didn't like the fact that people didn't bow down to him. Whatever. Mm-hmm. The fact is, they were lying to this king. And so God, understand, you cannot change someone by as a Christian. That's not your goal. You don't want to force a situation. You want God to be able to direct their hearts, because what he says in Proverbs 21:1, he says, the king's heart is like a water course, and he directs it wherever he wants to and to whoever he wants to. So that king, he was just, imagine this river's flowing through his heart, and all of a sudden this dude comes up and starts lying to him about God's folks. And so all of a sudden that guy changed the direction of the flow in this king's heart against God's folks. They didn't go back and say, listen, this guy's lying and this is what's going on. They first went to God and they sought the king and his kingdom, and they prayed and they fasted, and they just said, you know, God, we're going to appear before the king, but we know that you are God. You hold all things in your hand. And so now they're going to, after they spent time with God and they put things in the proper perspective, God's in control. God's in control here. And he's the one that's going to direct that king's heart one way or the other. So when they appear before that king who was against them, the flow was against them, the current was against them, that all of a sudden, God, to their amazement, because even approaching this king, if Esther could have died even approaching this king, mm-hmm. but God touched this king's heart. And as soon as she shared what was happening, after she sought the kingdom of God, she spoke to the kingdoms of this world, and God changed the water course of that heart, that river in that man's heart. And it just, the opposite happened. And the very ones that were plotting to destroy Israel, who lied to the king, who changed the direction of his heart, God changed it back. And the very gallows that were put up to be able to hang, you know, one of the Jews, mm-hmm. He got hung by it. And it's like, how many people right now are trying to go to the kings and go into your Congress people and your governors, and you haven't even gone to God? Mm-hmm. I mean, according to George Barna, what is it, 19, only 19% of, was that 19%? 19% of.
Sounds right.
Yeah, like 91% of Christians in America don't even pick up their Bibles. Don't even pick it up. I mean, that's not seeking the kingdom of God.
No.
And then out of the 19% that pick them up, only 3% even read their Bible and listen and apply it to their life. So only 3% are operating like Esther operated. But we're wondering why the king's heart and leaders' hearts and government's hearts going in this whole different direction. Could it be that we're not seeking the kingdom of God, but we're looking at the kingdoms of this world? Mm-hmm. And the more you look at the kingdoms of this world, it's just crazy. And it's supposed to be. I mean, it's not operating under God. That's important. And you think, what's wrong? It's like, they're not seeking God. They're not the very one that's holding all the earth together, the one that's putting everything together, the breath in their lungs, and designed everything and looking over everything and not far from everything. And us, they're just ignoring him or avoiding him or denying him. So it's not going to go well. It may go well for a season, but it doesn't go well for a long period of time. And so what you find out through that is like, you know, Esther kind of set an example for us when we as Christians, you know, to be able to approach, you know, what's going on. But then when he issued the edict was so powerful because this is what he did. He says, you have authority now. I'm going to give you authority, Jews. The very ones that, you know, take you out. Now I'm going to give you authority. You can defend yourself. You can annihilate the enemy. You can even, you can take their plunder. I mean, think about that. Not only did he turn things around, but he gave them authority. And it makes me think about Matthew 18:18, when Jesus says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Now I give it unto you. Go, you know, and preach the kingdom of God and make disciples of the nations. And then it makes me think about, you know, Mark 16:19, he says, in my name, drive out the authority. He's given us that. And it also makes me think about, you know, Ephesians 6, you know, he talks about 12 and the power of God and the might of God and the armor of God and the shield of faith, which you can annihilate and destroy all the works of the enemy, and the sword of the Spirit. I mean, God has done this. The edict has been issued in the kingdom of God now, not the kingdoms of the world, to deal with our spiritual enemy. And this is what the king did when his heart got changed in Esther 8:11. He says, the king issued an edict, granted the Jews in every city the right to gather, to assemble, to protect themselves, to destroy and kill and annihilate any armed forces of any nationality or province that might attack them, women and children, and try to take away their things and to be able to take their plunder. Our enemy is not a physical enemy. It's a spiritual enemy. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness, as he talks about in Ephesians 6:12. And understand, but God's given us that edict. He's given us that authority. But if we're thinking about the kingdoms of this world and not the kingdoms of God, we're kind of depressed and we're sad and we're thinking about what do we need to do and whose sign do we need to put up on our eyes? Like, what are you doing? Right. We need to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And kingdom means king's domain, having the authority, the dominion of God in our life. So I want to encourage you today, when you look at what's happening in the nations, in the world, and in government and leaders, begin to seek the king and his kingdom. And then once you hear from God and get that peace, go forward and preach the kingdom of God in boldness. Appear before that king and say, here I am. And then speak truth after you hear from God. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit
our sponsors and underwriters, and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.